I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic. For each day, we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com.
How much longer are you going to do this? We all have vices. We all have flaws. We all have things we know we want to change. What happens? Nothing happens. This is true for everyone, even Martin Luther King. One day, King said, we all tell ourselves this, I'm going to rise up and drive this evil out. I know it is wrong. It is destroying my character and embarrassing my family. But then, he says, at last the day came and you made a New Year's resolution that you would get rid of the whole base evil. And then the next year came around and you were doing the same old evil thing. Can you remember the surprise and disappointment that gripped you when you discovered that? After all that you had done through your resolutions to get rid of it, the old evil was still there. And of amazement, you found yourself asking, why could I not cast it out? Seneca reminds us that fools all have one thing in common. They are always getting ready to start. They are always getting ready to change. And then they never do. Rooting evil out of your life takes work. Same with losing 5 pounds, quitting smoking, breaking the smartphone addiction, drinking less, reading more. But as King said, the nature of evil is only simple in theory. Neither a bull nor a noble-spirited man comes to be what he is all at once, Epictetus once told an eager student. You must undertake a hard winter training. You must do the work. You must stop delaying. You must get started. Today, right now, a new year is upon you. Is there a better time than now? No, there is not. Let's go. Not tomorrow, as Marcus warns, but today. Look, for the last 3 years, we've been doing this thing, the Daily Stoic New Year, New You Challenge. 21 actionable challenges presented one per day, built around the most timeless Stoic wisdom. 21 challenges designed to help you do exactly what King and Epictetus were talking about, rising up, driving out the bad, and taking action to become the person you want to become. I'm really excited. This is the last, absolute last day you can sign up for it. I want you to, at the end of it, look at yourself and be like, I can't believe I did that. I drove that bad habit out. I replaced it with this new, better habit. I've looked at what I've managed to do the last 3 years on this challenge. I'm so proud of myself. It's been awesome to hear from all the different people who've had the same. I'd love to have you join us. Look, today is the absolute last day you can sign up. Admission ends at 11:59 Eastern Standard Time tonight. So check it out. It's your last shot. Let's do this. Let's rise up, drive the bad habits out, replace them with the good. This is our chance. Could be good today, as Marcus said, but instead you choose tomorrow. So let's do this together. Let's see what we can do. And let's start 2021 off right. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.